So the Gemara talked about what happens when you have Eidim that don't know how to sign their name. Are we going to work with them or not? Now, what does work with them mean? So there were different opinions amongst Tam Yoram. Rav said, Mekaren lehem niyar chalok, umemalenas akarim diyoy. Shmuel said, we write it in Avar, and they can sign on top of it. Rav Avos said, we write it in Meimilin, with the caveat, it has to be a parchment that's already offered. Rav Papa said, we would write it with Reich. Bottom line is that there's a way to work with these Eidim. Is this something that we're willing to do, or is it something that we're not willing to do? And the Gemara, the Braisa, where it seemed that it was a machloikis between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chacham. The Chachamim say, the answer is yes. We'll work with Eidim. Now we work with Eidim. We'll work with Eidim when it comes to all shtar. It doesn't matter what kind of shtar it is. We're always willing to work with Eidim. Rav Shimon Gamliel was chaylik. He said, Bamed var mamurim, the only time it's true is begitei noshim. Aval b'shechruri avodim v'shar kol hashtaris. When it comes to get shechrur, or when it comes to all other shtaris for that matter, if they know how to read, or if they know how to sign, gvaldik. But if they don't know how to sign, it's not something that we're going to do. And we saw the Gemara said, halacha ki Rav Shimon Gamliel. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel as it relates to the signing part of the Braisa, that Edom that don't know how to sign will facilitate their signatures, but only when? Only when it comes to Gitei Nashim. But when it comes to Shtaris, even Get Shechur, the halach is, we're not going to work with them. In fact, it was a Maisa Shaya Kachoya, Ahuda Ovat Uvde B'Shtar Shtaris, V'Nog De Rav Kahan. Rav Kahan gave him Malkus. Now, if this Gemara sounded familiar, this discussion, it's because we had it already in the first parak of Masechtas Gittin. It was mentioned on Daf Tes Amud Beis. Now, how did it come into Daf Tes Amud Beis? The Gemara over there brought a braisa that mentioned a machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim that discuss similarities between get isha and get shechur. The braisa said b'shloisha drachim shavu gitei nashim l'shechruri avadim. Rav Meir said four. So the Tanakhama, the braisa says, there's three similarities between get isha and get shechur, and Rav Meir said there was a fourth. What were the three similarities that the Tanakhama mentioned? Shavu is a din of b'fanai nechtu b'fanai nechtam. Maybe get Medina Sayyam, whether it's a Get Isha or even if it's a Get Shecher. You have the halacha that if an Eid Kuti in the singular would sign on a shtar, it would be possible, but for Get Isha and Get Shecher over there, it would be kosher. And then you have the halacha that all shtaris that went through the Erkoi system are kosher, with the exception of Get Isha and Get Shecher. So three similarities between Get Isha and Get Shecher. Meir had a fourth. What was his fourth? If somebody tells a shliach, ten getzele ishti, or he tells a shliach, ten shtar shecher zele avdi, and he wants to be chayzer, it could be chayzer, and this is Rav Meir Shita that holds that shechrur is not a schos, it's a chayv, ve'in chavim la'adam, ela b'fan. Then the Gemara said like this, the Braisa mentioned a number, b'shloisha drachim shabu gitei nashim l'shechrur avadim, u'kedivir Rav Meir barba, and the question was, minyana l'me'utei ma'i. So the Gemara said, b'shloim the minyana of the chachamim in the Braisa, of the Tanakhama, it's three and not four, which fourth are we coming to exclude? Rav Meir's fourth. Rav Meir mentioned the fourth in the Braisa. So we're saying three and not four, but Rav Meir's fourth, it sounds like it's coming to exclude a fifth. What is that fifth? So the Gemara says, you want to know what the fifth is? It's Rav Shimon Gamliel's halach. That's the fifth. You see that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that we're willing to work with Eidim, but only for Gitei Noshim, not for Shechruri Avadim and Shar Kol Hashtaris. So you see a distinction then between the Get Isha and the Get Shechur, and that's the minyan of Rav Meir that's coming to Mutei. What's it coming to be Mamayit? Don't think that Get Isha and Get Shechur are the same. They're not the same. That for a Get Isha will work, but for a Get Shechur over there, we're not going to work with that. The emes is that it's a little bit Tzarech Bir. Why is it Tzarech Bir? Because why is it that Shimon Gamliel said that we'll facilitate signatures for Get Isha, but not for all other Shtar Sharas. Shimon Gamliel said it Mefurish in our daf. He said the reason is Shelo Yiyu Benois Yisrael Agunois. It's Mishum Iguna Akilu Bei Rabana. Right, that's the reason. That's what Shimon Gamliel said. If that's the case, then what's Takab Shat for a Get Shechur? It wouldn't work. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is it's Mavur in that Sugya on daf Tes. That just like we say Mishum Iguna Kilu Bei Rabbanon, when it comes to Gitei Nashim, and when it comes to Ishos, you find the same concept when it comes to Shechur. What was the Makar? The Makar was because the Mishnah and the Braisa said that just like Chazal were Mesakim, Befanai Nechtavu, Befanai Nechtam, for a Mevi Get Isha Mebedina Sayam, they made the same Takana for a Mevi Get Shechur. Now, the fact that a Shliach is Nemo to say Befanai Nechtavu, Befanai Nechtam, Whether the reason he's saying is like Rabbi said, Lefishein Bekin Lishma, or the reason he's saying is like Rabbi said, Lefishein Nedim Mitzuyim Lekaimon. It's all predicated. Some of Furish Gemara, that based on the base, that Kimelam and Aleph, it's the first Sugi in Gittin, in Mishumi Guna Kilube Rabbanon. Why do you have to come on to Mishumi Guna Kilube Rabbanon? Because he's an Eid Echad at the end of the day, and he's being made by Davish of Erva at the end of the day. The Ein Davish of Erva, Pachas Mishnah. The Teretz is Mishumi Guna Kilube Rabbanon. And there's other reasons, but the core reason is so the whole nemanus of the shliach of b'fanai nachtav is based on the shumiguna of kilo beirabon. It's afraid. This is the kasha on daf tesamid aleph. If that's the case, then I don't understand. What's pashup shad in this halacha that when it comes to a get shichr, there's a takana b'fanai nachtav. B'fanai nachtav only works leveraging the special kula of Mishum Iguna Akilu Beirabanan. The Chayrubai get shechur, what shaykhis? Wili ha Mishum Iguna Akilu Beirabanan. And Toysa said what sounded like a chiddush to us, and that is, V'yesh Loimar, the Chashuv Igun, that an Eved Kanani, who's not able to be freed, is an Aguna, he's an Agun, just like an Aguna is. And for two reasons. Number one, because an Eved Kanani can't marry a Bas Chayrin. The fact that he can't marry a Bas Chayrin, that makes him an Agun. Additionally, he's not chayiv in all the mitzvahs. He's only chayiv in mitzvahs like a woman. But there's so many mitzvahs that he's not chayiv in. So he's in a matzav of aguna. And just like there's a kula mishum aguna kilu beirabanan when it comes to an isha, you have the same exact thing as it relates to an eved kanani. And that's why the kula of b'fanai nechta, which is predicated on mishum aguna kilu beirabanan, applies to an eved kanani just like it applies to an isha. If that's the case, what's pashup shan in the Gemara? Just pashup shan in the Gemara. Not a fancy question. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that we'll work with the Eidim as it relates to Gerisha, but not as it relates to Get Shechar. And the reason is, Shalayu b'nois Yisrael agunois. L'chayra, by a Get Shechar, it should work. And the reason is because by a Get Shechar, you find this concept of Agun. V'haraya, the fact that you believe a Shliach to say b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta. Who spoke it out? Tosfos spoke it out. The Choshev Ha'igun. You see, Mefurish, you have this concept of Mishum Aguna, Kilo Beirabanan. So if that's the case, what's the difference? And the emes is, if you medayik Rav Shimon Gamliel's Lashon, what did Rav Shimon Gamliel say? B'med var mamurim, when are we going to work with the Eidim? B'gitei Nashim, dafka b'gitei Nashim, aval b'shechrur e'avodim. But when it comes to get shechur, u'b'shar kol ha'shtaris and all other shtaris, and yoidim likris v'lachtim, chaysmen v'lavim chaysmen. Why did Rav Shimon Gamliel have to single out aval b'shechrur e'avodim? He should have just said, aval b'shar kol ha'shtaris. He's singling out, he's giving a shout out to a get shechur. Why? Because he's saying a chiddush. He's saying, I'm bavarni, I know it's bothering you. This is the minyan alimute. Because really, b'shloisha d'rachim shavu g'tei nashon l'shachru yavadim. Because really, you g'tei v'ramein, it's barba. But I'm coming lahoitzi from that. You should know, chmein tafka g'tei nashon. Don't make that toys. Don't stow to that price and say, I know there's three similarities. I may hold this four. There's probably another one. Ton of b'shayim. No, avu b'shar kalash, b'shachru yavadim, v'shar kalash toris. Lahoitzi mi liban, from that London. I'm coming to tell you, I know you know this toys for this. I know. But I'm telling you now anyways, that when it comes to shachru yavadim, it's kind of different. Aba ha-gufa, ha-gabatzmecha. What's takib shah? So pashim is stum, you have to say. That even though it's true that Tosfos proved from the sugyan daftes that just like mishum eguna kilu beirabanan, when it comes to noshim, it's also true when it comes to avadim, but it's probably not on the same level. Ala rishonim manu mitzarin, the oil was tumbling about this. What's takib shah in the post game, right? As far as understanding Mishum Aguna Kilu Beirabanan when it comes to an Eved Kanani. So the fact that you find more of a Mishum Aguna Kilu Beirabanan as it relates to an Isha than it does by an Eved Kanani is probably Nishtak Velt. It actually is maybe even Mistaber. And as a result, you probably can't even ask such a Kasha. That's the stump of the Pashup Shah. But just to be Moisef, one Knech in Pnimius. And that is, I'll tell you something very interesting. The whole concept of aguna is very, very fascinating. Why? Because on the one hand, the chaymer of the sugya is on the highest level. You're dealing with an eishes ish. An eishes ish that gets married, kol bia ubia is chayvi krisos. The ketushin is not even toifis. If she has a child, the child is going to be a mamzer. It's the most chamor, maybe, parsha in the Torah. It's in the conversation. It's extremely, extremely chamor. Yet at the same time, Mishum Aguna Kilu Beirabanan in an incredible, incredible way. You find kulis in the sugya of aguna that you don't find anywhere else. The fact that an eid echad is believed when it comes to eidas isha, rebbeinu da alma kula. It's from the hardest halacha, shmeitz zayin. It's impossible to even fathom. Ein davar shever v'pachas mishnayim. You can't get 50 cents out of a person unless you have two eidim. But when it comes to being mad to this woman because an eid echad thinks maybe he saw the person, he recognized him by his nose, already you're going to be mad to this woman. It's a chiddush naira. Psulim that are never believed are believed. Drisha v'chakira. Not needed when it comes to sugyas of eguna. Today's staff, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you're handling Eishes Ish? Yeah, no worries. Work with the Eidim. But you're dealing with a Shtar Milvah because somebody loaned this friend $100? Absolutely not. I'll never rely on such a cool. So it's, on the one hand, so chamur. On the other hand, it's so kal. Rav Chazal already said, but the bottom line is, the whole concept of aguna is fascinating. And that's when you learn tshuvas, and we did together as a chabur in the end of Masechta Yevamos, we had aguna part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4. So we got a little bit of a tayameh of how the Gedolim approached it. But on the one hand, they approached it with the sensitivity that they're dealing with the most chomer to get Indian imaginable. But at the same time, where you have to go out of your way, jump through hoops to find kulas. I think it's one of the great oxymorons that you find in halacha. That on the one hand, you treat this as super, super chomer, but then again, with a certain idea of we're going to go out of our way and we're going to create kulas and say svaris and shtiklach Torah that we would never say if it was a Shabbos, a Chasnida, or some other area in Allah. So it's a fascinating, fascinating dichotomy. But I'll tell you one interesting thing that Paiskim in different places quoted, and really it comes from a tshuva from the Bach. So this is in Shailos Tshuvas HaBach. And the person talking in this tshuva was the Shail, it wasn't the Bach himself. So the Shoyl tells the Bach as follows. He tells him, Vihine, Chas v'sholem, he's writing a tshuva related to an aguna. Al tachshavu li l'gaiva. Don't see me as a balgaiva, sheikh nasti roishi b'dvarim evu. Taminu li, v'nekloisi oid mezeh. The reason I'm doing this is, lahater b'china ketana, shebchinas ho aguna alo yoina. The reason I'm doing this is because I want to be matter a b'china ketana, of the aguna el yoina. This is way above our pay grade. I should have prefaced it by saying that. Asher al zeh nami yom ha-shloima. That shloima melech said in Koheles, ro'isi es dimas o ha-shukim, ve'ein lahem menachem. And when he said, ro'isi es dimas o ha-shukim, ve'ein lahem menachem, he said, I saw the tears of the ha-shukim, namish, the people that are so tzebrachim, and there's no way to be menachem. What he meant was, obviously, there are ashukim, unfortunately, in the world, but he also was referring to the Eibishter. And he said, on some level, there's an idea of the aguna el yoina. And the aguna el yoina is ashuk, and is dimas ashukim asher ein lehem menachem. So he said a dover nifla. He said, v'chol mi shematur aguna achas bizman hazeh. Any person that's matur one aguna in this world, ki lubona achas michurvas yushalayim el yoina. What he's doing is, he's being menachem the Eibishter, the aguna el yoina, from this dimas ha'ashukim asher ein lahem menachem. Lahatzel b'china achas min eishes chayil, v'day lohovim. This is what he writes. So he says, really, I should not be getting involved in something that's above my pay grade. But at the same time, said the shoyl, and his name was Menachem Mendel Shtengi. But he writes to the Bach that I'm doing it because I understand was tutzich when you're matur in aguna. When you're matur in aguna in this world, somehow that's matur in aguna in the next world. And it's such a nechama to kaviyochel that the dimas ashukim that are in lahem menachim somehow get nechama. And he says, that's the reason I'm getting involved in this inyan. Then this is that this idea that this yid, this gadol, wrote to the Bach is something that the Chida talks about in different places in his svarim. One of the places that the Chida mentions this is, he talks in a sefer Nachal Eshkol. Says as follows: the pasuk says in the beginning of Eicha, "Besuleha nugois vehi marla." Besuleiseha nugois. The besuleis they were bitzar vehi marla. The efshalurmo is b'mashakas besuleha nugois vehi marla. This is in Nachal Eshkol, right in the beginning of Eicha. The tzar beisha when a woman is bitzar negei kaviyachal l'shchina. It touches the shchina. K'mo she'amru b'ray mehemna kol noshe yisrael b'kneses yisrael achidon. That the Noshe Yisrael have more of a shaychus to the Shechina, then the Mendo. The Chen Ro'isi. The Psak Iguna Lehetera. I once saw, says the Chida, a tshuva that was Negei Agunois. Shnechasim by a Rabba Mekubal, Ir V'kadish, Rab Aaron Chayon. Shekosav. This is what he wrote. This was a Mekubal that signed on a Heter Aguna. The Yan Negei Igun Zebe is a Pratzar L'Shechina. That being that I know a Pikabola, that when you matter an Aguna, it rears on the Tzara Shechina. Lochein Nitpa Leheter. He says, that's why I'm being matter. Zeu Tayr Tvar of Zah. So says the Chida, Vizeu Shekosav. That's the Taich in the Pasik. Gebesuloi Seho Nugois. The Besulan were Betzar, they were Agunois, while Yedeza Kaviyochel, he Hashchina Marla, the Shchina had Tzar. Psuleisea Nugais Vehi Marla, when there's an Aguna on this world and she's Betzar, that Tzar is Noigea Kaviyochel Hashchina. And it ties into this Dimaso Hashukim that's the Eimla Menachem. And if a Rav has a Koyach to be Matur and Aguna in this world, so being Matur the Aguna is going to somehow release and give some nechama to the Iguna El Yoina, and that's this Indian that's happening. Chida talks about this in the Sefer Dvash Lefi as well. Over there, he says that's the oimik of Ischar Noshim Tzidkoni Yis Nigli Yisov in Mitzrayim. He says because some geulois were Isarusa de Lasata, but Golas Mitzrayim, Klaisel, and Noschosim, it was all Isarusa de Leela, it was all from the Ebishta. And that's Bischar Noshim Tzidkoni Yis, that Noshim Tzidkoni Yis is referring to the Shechina, that's Tzedek, and he talks about this Indian, but I'll quote him again, way above our pay grade. But what emerges is an interesting thing, and this is something that's quoted in Truvas, and that is that there's an Indian of Mishum Iguno, Akilu Bei Rabbanan, that was written in Truvas, where you find this concept, this patent, that relates to this idea of the Iguna El Yoina. Nemesis would mention one tshuva. That is Rabbi Avadia Yosef in a tshuva. This is in Yabia Omer. It's Chelik Vav. It's Eben Es Simen Gimel. I'll read it to you inside. One paragraph. Just to see. This is Maran Avadia. So he's going to sit down and he's going to write a classic Shabbat classic where he's going to quote every Maram Mokim and every Cheshbon and every Sfari Yisrael of Asadon Devel. And this is how he prefaced his tshuva. It was right after the Yom Kippur War. Be'ikvas Milchemes Yom HaKippurim. Nispakashti Michaverai Harava Goyin Rav Mordecha Piron Harava Roshi B'Tzahal V'Harava Goyin Gad Navon Skan Harava Roshi B'Tzahal Losheves Yachet Itom B'Roish Beis Hadin L'Unyoni Agunois Kidei Lodun V'Lifsoik B'Karev Le'Elef Tikim Shal Cholulei Tzahal Akdoishim Hashem Yom Kamdomam Asher Hoyu Nesuim close to 1,000 members of the Tzahal that were married, and they left over young wives. And they're all agunois now. The afal gaf, says Rabbi Avadia, Kimli ben afshoi ki katointi mi oid mi lodum bedine ervach amuro. He says, even though I know that really I'm not qualified to paskin shilas like this. Uberfrat be iser eshes isha chamamoy. That's how all the poiskim approach the Naguna Sogya. But Frau, when it comes to Asian Sish, and my nefesh, in a deep place, I understand the Achrayas. I'm not Masik so much, and the Oimek HaMusik, the Sogya is a very, very deep Sogya. Ulam Nosati Elibi. So really, I was going to walk away from 1,000 Naguna Shailas. You ready? He said, but I told myself, etc. So Rabbi Avadia said, I really didn't think I was qualified. But at the same time, I thought of what the Shoyl wrote in the Bach. And he starts talking about the Solinian, and I felt 1,000 opportunities now. We could be matter so much of the Aguna El Yoina. This is what he writes. How could I walk away from it? So one of the Marmakoimas that he stels to here in this is, he says, take a look at what the Marsham wrote. And this is in Chelik Aleph. It's Simen Pei Dalet. So this is at the end of a long Aguna Shaila. Mamesh Taganza Tshuva from the Brzhaner of. He says at the end, last few lines. V'yan shem avur b'tshuvas bacha chadoshes. Snoiv simen samich dalet. Ki mi shem matur aguna achas bezman hazeh. Ki lubona achas michurvis Yerushalayim el yoyna. Lehatzol b'china achas min eshes chayel. So he said, v'chein hu b'nachal kudumen al eich. B'shem arava kodesh rabarin chayo. Mamish all the marmakoymas we just quoted. Lochein nikhtchakti ligmar atshuva. So he said, therefore, when I wrote this tshuva, I tried hard. Nikhtchakti ligmar atshuva hayoyim. He said, I decided I'm going to finish the tshuva today. And Rabbi Avadia brings it and he said, what was he referring to? Tisha B'Av. I thought maybe Shavas Tavatam, he didn't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. But maybe he held this was a tzairich, because this is Nechama. This is Mamish, your Gilubana Achas Mechurmis Yishalayim, which is the Avoid on Tisha B'Av. I think it sounds like there's a major Chiddush Lalacha that the Marsham just threw in at the end. Rabbi Avadia said he meant Tisha B'Av. So now, Kobanim, he said because he understood that this Indian, you're being matted al Guna al Yoyna, and that's why he went ahead and he threw this in. One of the things Rabbi Avadia says is that he brings the truth from the Shavos Yaakov, that the Shavos Yaakov said that to be matter in Aguna is a shayla pekuach nefesh. There's a truth from the Shavos Yaakov, it's in Chelek Aleph, and it's Simin, Tez Yudalid, and there was a shayla about taking Eidos and paskening a shayla on Shabbos. Bezdin is not really supposed to convene on Shabbos, but it's the Shavos Yaakov said, V'lechein nirli poshet the heter poshet ulekabal eidusoy, v'al yis'atzmu k'moyshe ein les'atzel b'pekuach nefesh. That's what he says. Just like he can't be mis'atzel when it comes to b'pekuach nefesh, he can't be mis'atzel in this either. So Rabbi Avadia says, you see the Shavos Yaakov treated Aguna like a shayla of b'pekuach nefesh. He brings from a tshuva from the Beis Yosef who also treated it like a b'pekuach nefesh. I'll tell you something fascinating. It got really, really late, literally. But just one other knage, and that is one of the tshuvas that we've spoken at many times and prefaced it by saying hafachba vafachba the kulava. This is mamish niva v'loyadam anasnava, another knesh you can take out, which is a famous tshuvas chasam sofer. We have read bites on this tshuva kuf mem hey and erechayim. The tshuva was written to Reb Shloime Kluger. It was written in Tavkuf Tzadik Aleph when the Chasam Sofer was very, very not well and he wasn't really writing tshuvas and he wasn't giving drashas. And right, that was the one time it was hard for him to give shiurim. Ki yadu, we spoke about this in the Petuchei Chosim shiur. But the bottom line is, in Tavkuf Tzadik Aleph, the Chasam Sofer was very, very sick and he wrote a letter to Reb Shloime Kluger. And the reason he wrote this letter was because it was a whole maisa where there was a Rav who is nameless, but at the bottom they tell you it was Rabbi Lazar Landau, the Inner called the Noida Yehuda, another Presburg to Bright connection, the author of the Yad HaMelech on the Rambam, where he was matter, if you remember this, Ksiva Saget on Shavuos, still a shtickle in Yad HaDiyayma, Ksiva Saget on Shavuos, the second day of Yontif Meshum Eguna. So there was a man that was about to die, and he had a brother that was in Rome. He was in Rome. And this woman was going to end up being an Aguna, because there was no way they were going to ever find him. If he divorces his wife, she's not going to fall a Yibum. So they were matter, Ksiva Saget, on Yontif Sheni Shal Shavuos, using the coolers of Yontif Sheni, Befrat, as it relates to a mace, etc. And this is what they were. And Reb Shloime Kluger was Moicha, and it was a Shtigl Machloik between him and Rabbi Lazar Landau. So he writes to him. But either way, Sir Reb Shloime Kluger writes to the Chasam Sofer that I know, I need you to support me. I need defense. I feel bad. And this is what he says. He said, Reb Shloime Kluger, that I can't schlof him by Nach. I mean, he didn't say those words, but proverbially speaking. Why? Because I didn't allow the Ksivas Aget, and because of me, this woman was an Aguna. And he writes as follows, I need chizik, I need you to be mechazik me, tell me that what I said, my psak was the right psak. Uleman loytia koil d'mei ho'isha tzoyeka seylai lemar, ke ani chayavti b'domo. Amarti loatzia dvar lefnei kfoy dadros goyim loydia myofa hayresi echas v'shom v'shogisi. Ki kol chachme akilu k'doy chachzik hu'imi zulas v'chul. He didn't want to write who it was, Rabbi Lozen Landa. But the bottom line is, he writes to him, Loman loytia kol d'mei ho'isha tzoyekes olay lemur ki ani chayavti b'domo. You have to be medayik l'shoyna mazov shal tzadikim. Sichas chulun shal tamidich hachamim estrichim talmud. He was talking about Pekuach Nefesh. He means the Shavos Yaakov. He means the Tshuvas Beis Yosef. It's Pasha. And that's in Pekuach Nefesh. L'man loytia kold me yo'isha tzoyekos olay lemur ki ani chayafti b'dom. But the bottom line is, that's what Rabbi Avadia said. Rabbi Avadia said because of this Indian, he felt because of the aguna shal al-yoyna, he felt an impetus that even though he's not really roi l'kach, this is something that he's going to do. L'mais at the end, this is the end of the Hakdomah. He says, "Lefichach samti miftochi b'Hashem shiur ina b'tayrasai." I betochen that the Ebeshtu was going to enlighten me. V'natarti lebakoshes harabonus hatzvos v'yoshavnu yachah b'moisef losa kechada. We went through it. V'acher ha'iyun v'hadiyun b'chol tik b'fnei atzmai. We went through each aguna shayla independently. This wasn't like a one size fits all heter ki yodua. This was, he went through each individual aguna. Haitzanu piske din lahataras noshem iguneim. It was Zoyche, he said that every single one of these women were free. And every single one he was able to be matir. But the bottom line is, what emerges in the world of Pnimius anyways, that when you talk about Meshum Iguna, Akilu Bei Rabbanon, so obviously there's the Pashib Shah, there's the Tam Niglo, Tam Nista Reichet. And in the Tam Nista, there's an idea that when we're matir and aguna in this world, Dimas HaShukin, the Inla Menachem, gets a shtickle Nechama. And you're going to tell me, okay, this is already Kabbalah de Gatayra. It's in a Tshuva Sabach. It's in a Tshuva Marsham. It's in a Tshuva from the Abiyah Omer. The Gedolei Yisrael use this and they work with this in their Inyan of Mishumaguna Akilu Bei Rabbanon. So maybe to use a very Kabbalistic idea to answer maybe a simple question, and that is, you have a guna when it comes to an isha, you have a guna when it comes to an Eved Kanani. And that is, when it comes to the isha, there's also, again, we're working premius now. That's the disclaimer before and after. So Kubi, that's certainly a reason that we'd be more makel when it comes to noshin than when it comes to avadim. And the emes is, what was the lashon of the Gemara? Amar Abulazim, my time of the Rav Shimon Gamliel, shloyiu b'nois Yisrael agunois. B'nois Yisrael, it didn't just say mishum aguna akilu bei rabbanon. Mishum aguna akilu bei rabbanon, that passes for an Eved Kanani also. But this inyan of dimaso ashukim ve'in lo menachem, that shaykhis between the shechina and the noshim, that the Sifrei Kabbalah say that the noshim are achidam b'knesses Yisrael, more so than the anoshim, that's a din in noshim. It's a din in noshim, like the Chida says, and as is mavur in the Sfarim, as it relates to this inyan. If that's the case, more of a reason to be mekel when it comes to aguna de noshim than when it does to aguna of anoshim, even in Eved Kanani, who's hookish to an isha, and even though you already find on daftes mishum aguna kilu bei rabbanon abasadon afkemina between dav mishum aguna kilu bei rabbanon between an Eved Kanani and an isha al pi nigla. Stomach, it's not such a great sakasha about being nigla, it's nichin in a kasha. Because the whole Indian of Mishumaguna, Kilobe Rabbanish, Leyu Gnois Yisrael, that's on a whole different remark.